Tantor Audio presents The Imposter Bride by Nancy Richler, narrated by Tavia Gilbert. You whom I could not save, listen to me. Try to understand this simple speech, as I would be ashamed of another. I swear, there is in me no wizardry of words. I speak to you with silence, like a cloud or a tree. Czesław Miłosz, Dedication, Warsaw, 1945. Chapter 1. In a small room off a banquet hall in Montreal, Lily Kramer sat in silence with her new husband. It was summer and the room was hot. There were no windows and no door, only a curtain beyond which the guests, almost none of whom she knew, washed down sponge cake and herring with shots of schnapps and vodka. Lily and her husband sat on either end of the couch, on which she assumed they were meant to consummate their marriage. In front of the couch was a table laid with fruit and hard-boiled eggs. Her husband picked up a plum and rolled it in the palm of his hand. His name was Nathan, and she had known him for a week. It was his brother Saul she had been meant to marry, a man she had corresponded with but hadn't met, who had caught one glimpse of her as she disembarked at the station, and decided he wouldn't have her. Lily watched Nathan roll the plum in his hand, and wondered what his brother had seen in her that made him turn away. Nathan picked up a knife and began scoring the skin of the plum into sections. They had not yet touched, not even a brush of hand or lip, upon becoming husband and wife. She could still count the number of glances they had exchanged. The first, when she'd sat on the couch at the house where she was staying, so ashamed by the rejection at the station that she'd had to struggle to meet his gaze.